In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I was asked a question yesterday when I was in prison. And the question was, why do you wear black? And so I answered the question, but it made me think some more. The reason I wear black is not just because it's our tradition to wear a dark garment. You can wear gray if you want. You can wear white if you want. But for the most part, people wear black. And certainly monastics generally wear black. Because it is in Western society, in other societies it's different, but in Western society and in Eastern society where the church grew at first, black was a color of mourning. And so I talked with them about what mourning is and how we should be mourning and how a Christian must always, at every moment, feel sadness, but also gladness. In the same breath, we should both be mourning and rejoicing. This is what the remembrance of death is, that is so important for a Christian, and so few people understand it, and so many people flee from it. The remembrance of death is to compare everything to heaven, and to see that in the earth right now, in the world we live in, there is decay, there is alienation, there's sin, there's disease. Whether we look outwards or whether we look inwards to ourself, we see all those things. And there's so much that is frivolous and stupid and destructive in our daily lives, in the things we do, in the habits we have, in our thoughts. So the person who remembers death, who has mourning, recognizes that there is this sin that is operating in them, as St. Paul spoke about. And that's sad. That's terribly sad. That is a terrible tragedy, because that is not what God intended. That was not why he created man. He created man so that man could know him intimately and be completely morally competent in everything. But we're not. Not yet. And that should make us sad. We should never lose sight of that. Christianity is not just being happy. The worship of today outside of the Orthodox Church is often so frivolous as to make us sick. Well, it does make people sick in their souls, because it's not just about rejoicing and singing happy songs. Your life is about mourning what's wrong with you, with the world, with your loved ones. But then, always having that blessed hope within you and the rejoicing. He who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. To believe this deeply in your heart, at the same time that you also believe that you are an unworthy servant, and that when you do something good, you've only done what you were told. That's why Orthodox clergy and why monks wear black. Just as a personal comment, I find it loathsome when I see Orthodox bishops that are wearing colored clergy shirts, pink or salmon or whatever that foolish color is, imitating those in the West who don't understand the Orthodox way of life, the Christian way of life. A bishop must be an example to his people that he's also in mourning. I just saw recently someone cry out, say, why is there so much pain in ministry? What do you do about that pain? I've only discovered really one thing that really works with that pain, and that is prayer. Not just prayer in some sort of abstract sense. When I was younger, it always bothered me when someone would say, I'll be praying for you. Or when you hear a football player say, we'll be praying for him when he had his injury or something. Thinking, are they really going to pray? Or is that just sort of a comment that you make, like, hi, how you doing? Good to see you. But a pastor must pray. Otherwise, he gets annihilated by these feelings, by this mourning. Because mourning must be managed. There must be sadness in your life, but it must always be mixed with gladness. And there must be more gladness, more happiness than sadness. When there is more sadness, that's a sign something's wrong. That's a sign that you're not praying, or you're letting some sin overtake you, or your thoughts are just getting too strong within you and start up becoming sort of like a feedback loop, getting stronger and stronger. You must pray. If there's something that makes you sad, pray. Just recently, someone came to me. They had a question about something that they wanted to do. And I talked to them. This is a stranger, just on a phone. And I talked to them about something wrong in their lifestyle. They made it clear to me, well, you know, if the church wants to criticize me, then I'll just go to somebody else. That's terribly sad. It's a person's soul that has no idea what life is about. That's why I wear black. And I wrote that person's name down. Or actually, I haven't. It's in my mind to do so, but I remember this person's name. And so I'll pray. Sometimes I'll pray a Jesus prayer, some ropes for her, something like that. May God grant that she would come to some understanding. Now, it was kind of comical in the prison when I said, why we're black. They, of course, remembered the man in black, right? And the reason why the man in black, Johnny Cash, wears black was because of all the sadness in the world, all the when there's hunger and when there's poverty. And that's basically, in his song, why he explains that he wears black. And certainly those are sad things. But the greatest sadness is when a soul does not know God. I'll tell you one thing I saw that was very sad. It happened. Nobody really saw it. It didn't change anything. Life went on. But it was terribly sad. When I prayed in front of the abortion clinic that is named as a surgery center, this was on Tuesday, I saw a black Escalade something or other. It's not a pickup truck, it's not an SUV, it's sort of in between, I have no idea. But it was huge, and it was black, and it was shiny, and it was clean, and it was perfect. I mean, everything was perfect. It had evidently been detailed. And a couple driving in. I made eye contact. They drove. And the way this abortion clinic is, if you turn right, you're going to some office complex with regular businesses. If you turn left, there's only one place to go if you turn left. That's downhill, the Broadway. And so they turned left. And 3 or 4 hours later, they exited the parking lot and drove away. A great tragedy occurred. A couple that obviously was not poor. Now, they might have been mortgaged, you know, up to their ears, like a lot of people are. They might have two large car payments and a large house and big screen TVs in every room and all these expenses, but we can't call that poor. That's just the way they choose to spend their money. But this baby, for whatever reason, was not wanted by them. And what they did was commit a murder. Both of them in complicity. Do they know that? Will they understand that? And when they come to that understanding, will they have healing from that knowledge? Or will that knowledge destroy them because of their sadness, because they're unable to reach out to God and receive His forgiveness? That's why I stand in front of abortion clinics. I wear black also because I see people standing and they're both basically holding signs and showing them to the traffic. Thinking, what are these people doing? I'm not there to stop abortion. I'm there because there are souls that are being murdered every day. I'm not talking about the little ones. I'm talking about the mother, the father, the grandparent, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, whoever is complicit in bringing this mother to murder her child. That's terribly sad. I think that's a lot more important than whether or not there's poverty. Poor people can have God in their hearts. But a person who sins and does not repent, and our society teaches them not to repent, teaches them to label their sin as something other than sin, that's terribly sad. So that's why I wear black. And I've been talking to my flock more and more about the remembrance of death. Because Christianity is not about our great feasts and our wonderful theology and our beautiful icons and our wondrous history. Christianity is about the soul that is sick and weary and naked and bereft of virtue, reaching out to God and God clothing it with virtue, and the soul becoming well. That's what Christianity is about. It starts first with ourselves. And then, if in some way we have made some progress, we reach out to others. You have to have this mourning in your heart, or else I really don't think a person's a Christian at all. Because you must see what you should be and what you are, and therefore what you are not. And that's sad. But never let this sadness overwhelm you. It's happened to me many times, especially in ministry, because ministry is just full of sadness. But we must have hope in God. So we must guard ourselves. We must read, especially the Gospels and the Psalter. Psalter's all about sadness and how to react to it and how to cleave to God and find our hope in Him, because that's the only place we can find happiness. There's no other spot but in God's heart. No other place. We must cultivate this in ourselves. Reading the Gospels, the Psalter, all of the Scripture, but especially those two things. Maybe certain epistles that are very dear to you. I find some to give me great consolation. The first epistle of John, 1 and 2 Peter, James. I return to those again and again and again. Cultivate in yourself this knowledge of the corruption of the world and your own corruption. And with humility and effort, God will make your contemplation of these things into a firm resolve to follow the way of life. And then there will be gladness in your heart, and nobody can take that from you. Nobody can take it away. It's in your heart, and God has placed it there. No one can steal it. That's why I wear black, because I haven't gotten there yet. But we all should be wearing black, not with our heads down, but with our heads up, looking towards God, with a desire to follow Him, with zeal, with effort. Because this is not what the world's all about. This is temporary. All of it. Even this temple, it's all temporary. What is permanent is what becomes to this, happens to the soul. And all of us should feel deeply gladness and sadness regarding our soul and the souls of our loved ones. So may God help you to wear black too. Not outwardly. I think that's very strange to wear it outwardly. You know, when I see lay people that look like monks, I don't think that's correct. I really can't yell at that person because it's my phone. I actually thought I had it turned off, so evidently I didn't. So I'll give that person a mulligan today. A couple days ago, I heard a phone ring, and I was about to really kind of like shake my finger, but then I realized it was my wife's ring. So I thought I'll give her a mulligan too. If I know what's good for me, I would. So may God help us to mourn. Joyful mourning, we call it in the church. We have to develop that ability. You're not going to find it on the TV or in a magazine. You're going to find it in the scriptures, in the church, in worship, and in personal prayer. May God help us. Amen.